right. One chance she's got.
Crawford, Texas. Bush says a multi-day event is designed to highlight service, sacrifice, and resilience of our nation.
You must see her again.
We'll have a big dinner tonight.
No!
The key thing is that the events helping vets transition from military life to civilian life.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching expert in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Because that seems to be more about what this from Medicare. About.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, sort of this weird, we saved on our prescription monsters
and got extra benefits. Come on,
these
Fred,
are the two
maybe
best
we'll
ones
find
so this
better.
One totally rocks.
Plans
well.
Change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov.
Now, when you get to the other two in here, now they do
open enrollment and
because they're Karloff Lugosi
movies.
And they also
really
count
pay.
Because they are essentially harmless, or at least
TV's
fantastic.
Content providers
the Invisible
are looking
Ray
at ways to crack
is
down
a little bit of a weaker one. That one's well known, but it doesn't have a whole lot to it. And it borders more on science fiction than horror. It's really a mad scientist movie at its heart, but it's a mad scientist who gets zapped into Ray and he becomes radioactive and
we give thanks for food on our Thanksgiving table, but not for everything
on the
menu.
They have to go down to the jungles of
USA
Africa.
Radio Networks, Chris Barnes,
there's a plot device where they have to go down there to develop this.
Cranberry sauce is America's
and
least favorite Thanksgiving food,
into one of those jungle
food
adventure
according to a new Harris
30s,
poll survey
the cereals,
seems
stuff
to
like Terry and the
Pirates. Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays like Thanksgiving purely for the sake of tradition.
But yeah,
number two or dislike Thanksgiving foods,
Black Friday, which was originally going to be called Friday the 13th.
And that's followed by sweet potatoes.
Black Friday
that
is
secret
even
food
less
hate may be
of a
why
horror
a quarter
movie.
Of Americans
it has
in the
a horror
survey
movie in the
also
sense
said they have no real interest
Seidman,
in Thanksgiving
and it's about
leftovers.
A guy who and you're Boris Karloff as a mad scientist
Radio
to transplant somebody's brain.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department. Right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's not as good of a gangster as
NASCAR's most talented driver.
I mean, sure, Hungarian
gangsters
exist. But back then, everyone was expecting him to be Italian. And they didn't have the European gangsters, the Eastern European gangsters, as heavily represented in the films. So it's a little bit weird to see Lugosi play not a monster scientist. This one's the latest of the four, and it pushes into the 40s. It pushes into the film noir territory. But still, this is a great little collection for these four movies, in particular for the first two. And each one has like a bonus feature that talks specifically about that movie. It's not loaded with extra material, but there's enough stuff in there to get a little bit of knowledge of these movies beyond just what you see on the screen. So I'm going to have to say, in total, the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1,
and
totally
we just
rocks.
Received extraordinary
it
care.
Excellent!
The detail and,
other films
and
that are out this week on DVD and Blu-ray include Us, Beach Bomb, Under the Silver Lake, Hotel Mumbai, Wonder Park, Run the Race, and the Will and Grace Revival Season 2.
And give back and help,
and that's it for this week. I gotta go. When I come back so next week, I'm going to be talking about Annabelle Comes Home and Yesterday. Until then, have a fat time at the movies.
There's a link on there that shares a lot more about what we do, but essentially we give away comfort kits to every patient that comes in that's admitted to. I believe it's the
individuals and businesses
and
with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes,
you're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Trump's
former the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Regarding inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician. Bush referral is service his annual bike at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Some of the vets will share their stories. The key thing is that there's vets helping vets transition
USA
from military
Radio
life
News.
To civilian life.
This is USA Radio
the House
News.
Has released more
filling an opening at your company means more than just
Trump's
finding an employee. You're
Russia.
Looking for
Meanwhile,
a fit,
President
a match. Robert Half understands that. We know
Vice
you need someone
Biden
who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need
Joe
that
Biden
someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction. Guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan.
The key thing is
Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs
and that extra benefit. Come on, Fred. Make
this is USA
plans change
Radio
every
News.
Year.
Use
the
filling
new
an opening at your company
at
means more than just finding an employee. You're
open
looking for a fit, a match.
What do you know?
Robert Half
Bearing
understands
really
that.
Paid.
We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com
for
more information.
Table, but
an
not
official
for
message from Medicare.
It's
USA
open
Radio
enrollment,
Networks,
Fred.
Chris
time
Barnes
to compare plans.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite
well,
Thanksgiving food,
Johnsons
according to a new Harris poll survey that seems to indicate
finder.
That Americans have
we
a number of foods that they
and
eat
extra
on
benefits.
Holidays
on,
like Thanksgiving
we'll
purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of dislike Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole,
open enrollment,
followed by sweet potato.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pay.
Maybe why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers.
Bloomberg reports Netflix, to USA HBO Radio and News. A number of cable TV
now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays like Thanksgiving purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of dislike Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers.
And you're listening about the USA Radio News and why
now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
as NASCAR's most talented drivers head to ISM Raceway just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, to compete in the Blue Green Vacations 500 on Sunday, many of the drivers have causes that are very near and dear to their hearts. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Eric Almirola. He's the driver of the number 10 Stuart Haas Ford, and I asked him about the Almirola Family Fund and why it's near and dear to him and his wife's heart.
Comfort kit. 2 weeks old. She came down with a really, really bad virus. I believe it's the 7th and 9th floor, which is where our daughter was scared. She wasn't kept as well.
For USA Radio News,
she was having
I'm
trouble
Tim
breathing,
Berg.
And her lips were blue, and it was just a really scary time for us.
Are you looking to get your message
to the hospital,
in front of a qualified
down to
audience
hospital,
with all the noise out there today?
And
consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon
and
Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115, or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
We try and give back and help help the hospital, and so we've created the Almirola Family Fund.
Maybe
you can go to my website, ericalmirola.com. There's a link on there that shares a lot more about what we do, but essentially we give away comfort kits to every patient that comes in that's admitted to, I believe it's the 7th and 9th floor, which is where our daughter was kept as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us
the
on the web
tech today
at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying
USA
advice, technology news, and answer
Berg.
Your questions.
The
good day, and join me on
Tech
Today on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump and some GOP senators are calling on former Vice President Joe Biden to testify before Congress regarding corruption.
It's the news.
Joe Biden reminds us,
this is about Donald Trump, not about me. There's not a single solitary thing anybody has demonstrated. I've been doing my job as representing the United States of America, representing your position.
You're listening to Now
George
It's the
W.
News.
Bush is hosting
I'm
his
Derek
annual
Blair.
Bike ride
speaking
for veterans in Crawford, Texas.
Christie.
Bush says
he's
the multi-day event is designed to highlight service, sacrifice, and resilience
novel
of our nation's warriors.
Fiction.
We'll have a big dinner tonight.
William Christie, welcome
some
to Now
of the vets
the
will share
Thank
their
so
stories. The key
today.
Thing is
Thank
that there's vets helping vets transition from military life to civilian life.
This is
USA
Who is Alexei?
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com for more information.
An official message
Roosevelt,
from
Churchill.
It's open enrollment,
during
Fred.
The
time to prepare plans.
Oh, Alice.
Now, it's
what
really fascinating
well,
to think about.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
Because
Johnson,
not many times
we
in history do you get
these
and got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know?
They met together to plot strategy. Against the Nazis in Iran, the three of them together. And I imagine you had a lot of interesting times sort of ferreting out the possibilities, just thinking about, wow, these guys are in one place. What could have happened? I mean, should they have left Churchill out as the designated survivor?
We give thanks for food on our Thanksgiving table.
Well, you know, there was an actual German plan.
USA Radio Network
Operation Long Jump
explains.
Cranberry sauce is America's least favorite thing. Thanksgiving food, according to a new Harris poll survey that seems to indicate that Americans have a number of foods that they eat on holidays like Thanksgiving purely for the sake of tradition. Number two of dislike Thanksgiving foods, green bean casserole, and that's followed by sweet potatoes. That secret food hate may be why a quarter of Americans in the survey also said they have no real interest in Thanksgiving leftovers.
William Christie, he's the author of A Single Spy.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141.
800-215-5141. Testing missiles. We have involved in Syria, in the Middle East. I ask you. I mean, this is set to a degree in the Middle East because it's Iran. But what do you think the possibilities are today?
Many of the drivers have causes that are very near and dear to their hearts. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Eric Almirola.
Well, espionage is always the world's second oldest profession.
And I asked him about the Almirola family fund and why,
even when countries, particularly the Russians, they've always played a very, very long game when it comes to espionage.
Really bad virus.
Even when they were allied with Germany before World War II, they were still spying on them. They would spend literally decades, if not a generation, putting agents in place that might come to fruition and might not come to fruition. Whether you're talking about technology, hacking, signals intelligence, whatever, having the Russians have always thought that having a single human spy in the right place in the right time can change the course of history. And it's proven corrupt from them on a number of occasions, particularly when they acquired the atomic bomb.
And we know also that during the Tehran I'm thinking of Yalta. I know that during the Yalta conference they had bugged the quarters of FDR and Churchill, so they were certainly engaging in some intrigue there.
Well, as a matter of fact, British intelligence always thought that the Russians, claiming that there was a German plot to kill the Big Three, was a ploy in order to get Roosevelt to stay in the Soviet embassy in Tehran during the conference, which he did, because the U.S. embassy was at the outskirts of Tehran, and the Soviet and British embassies were literally across the street from each other.
Not a lot of people do. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so they were engaging in it definitely, even at that point. So at what level, I mean, you're talking historical fiction here, but at what level was the Soviet spy apparatus at that
point? Are you
point?
Looking to get
something
your
that you
message
think they could have actually potentially pulled off?
Through all the noise out there today.
Oh, absolutely.
Consider taking
no
an
question.
Advertisement
as a matter of fact, I'm totally convinced
radio,
that they
WHCR,
did bug the Americans
DB,
to the Soviet
the
embassy, and they did
the
rummage through their briefing papers, particularly because during World War II, we were particularly naive about the Soviets.
And you're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio.
Against the Germans.
Brought to you
the
by
Russians
Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce,
they,
the voice
never,
of business.
They never had allies, so we just all happened to be fighting together at the same time.
So how did you get interested in this sort of thing? I was speaking with William Christie, who's the author of
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world,
spy.
On the radio, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to
are
Fat Guys at Movies.
Are you more of
on today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films, Toy Story 4,
I'm a novelist
Child's Play,
always been
and Anna,
an amateur
plus
historian,
a retro review
and I always
of the Robin Williams Black Mirror-ish movie, The Final Cut from 2004. I'm also going to be talking about some news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup with a spot. Spotlight on the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1, featuring Karloff and Lugosi in
fiction,
The Black Cat,
but
The Raven, The Invisible Ray,
every single
and Black Friday.
Detail.
But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email
it's
me at FatGuys,
because
at FatGuys@movies.com.
You can
leave me a voicemail at
740-205-6456. That's
740-205-6456.
Amazon
you can find me on the internet at FatGuys@movies.com or Facebook.com/FatGuysAtTheMovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at Twitter.com/KevinCarr.
It was never assured that we were going to win World War II.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's just happening in your world second novel tonight.
To a couple pieces of small news here that I wanted to hit. One of them is the fact that something I predicted earlier this year, and I'm absolutely
and
right, and that
time,
is Avengers Endgame is going to be re-releasing
the
in theaters, coinciding with
huge,
Spider-Man Far From
Lindbergh,
Home. Now they're re-releasing
the
it with a little bit of extra
unseen
footage. Apparently, there's
speeches,
some post-credit stuff that they're going
to
be doing,
and
to give a little extra boost to the box office. And the only reason they're really doing this, I mean, they're doing it maybe to cross promote with Spider-Man, but the real reason they're doing this is that movie is just $45 million away from breaking the all-time worldwide record that Avatar
united a country that was
which
not
is
necessarily
billions
united
of dollars, but it's $45 million away. That's why it's going out back in theaters. And I don't know, it's not going to make that necessarily in America, but maybe worldwide it'll push just enough over the finish line.
Yeah, it's very easy to see that if there had been
just
heaven
long
forbid,
enough to reach their milestones.
Coordinated
another
grand
piece of news, which I find
on the
perplexing.
Part of Germany, Japan,
Jason Blum
and Italy,
Jamie Lee Curtis were taking
we
pictures of themselves and tweeting
the
it out, going, "We're planning things."
Britain would have been
of
isolated,
course, implying that they're getting
Russia
ready to do another
on,
Halloween movie,
on the ropes,
which is great. I love
and you
David
can
Gordon Greer's Halloween.
Where,
my
Hitler,
biggest
as,
beef
as unlikely
with this whole story
his quest for power was
movie.
To begin
isn't
with because of the laxity of the Allies in the lead-up to World War II could have triumphed and essentially been leader of the world. It was certainly
October,
a possibility, and I think
very similar
that
to what happened with the Halloween movie
forget
did last
is that
year.
In retrospect,
I'm
all
for that, and I love the fact
inevitable.
That Jason Blum
look
is
back at
following
Private
the
Ryan
80s slasher
and,
business plan
of
cranking them out with short schedules and small
oh,
budgets
of course we
so you can
on
have
and of course we
a, you
were
know, a series
succeed,
go through just a couple years, which
is
great.
No
and that's exactly
guaranteed.
How movies like Halloween
well, one of the
and
things I discussed in the book,
so well
which of course
in the
is a thriller, it's not a history. But
my biggest beef is everyone's calling it Halloween 2.
The English
I'm like,
channel.
It's not Halloween 2.
Mm-hmm. And invaded
this
Britain,
last Halloween was a direct sequel to Halloween. That makes this last
all
movie,
the way, you know,
if anything, Halloween
2. To
and
India,
is this one
going to
be Halloween 3?
Japan.
Figure right. out
Instead,
how you're going to name these stupid
really
movies. Or just make it Halloween.
Soviet Union and
say, go see Halloween.
And
just call it Halloween 2020. Because at this point,
the
Halloween
the
movies are so insane with their titling that it makes no sense.
With the choice
but as long as you keep Rob Zombie as far away from this franchise as possible,
Atlantic,
I will be happy.
Would probably have been
the next piece of news I think
take
is interesting
look at a
is coming
spy,
out is that Suzanne
William
Collins
Christie.
Is
he is the author of that book, A Fine Work
of
Historical Fiction. Mr. Christie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Which takes place, I think it's around the 10th Hunger Games,
Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Than Katniss Everdeen exists. So you're not going to get Jennifer Lawrence in the movie, and I don't think you would have gotten it anyways. I think she would have been like, look, guys, I fulfilled my contract on that, and I'm done. I mean,
so
thank
you
sit and
it down and do your
and
budget,
to
and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income.
And it's the same
it
reason
like
why she got out of the X-Men movies.
Enough.
I mean, that was great
you
for her.
You know
to
what
be
would really help.
The X-Men
finding $500
but,
a month to help balance
to
things
on.
Out.
And maybe you'll see her in another
That is the typical
movie.
Savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members.
Suzanne Collins
it's been around so long and grown so much because
car,
it works.
Needs to make a payment
and whether
on
you're single
or
married or have kids, this
and
could make
fine.
Sitting down
go
to do
ahead,
a monthly budget
out.
A lot more fun.
I'm all for that.
$500 a month
games, I'd be ready
can more than
already.
Cover car payment or payback loans.
But here's
whatever.
My prediction on this.
So join MediShare
it's going
and go out
to
dinner to celebrate.
The
here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to.
The first Fantastic Beasts
855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
And the second one, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Mike Hewitt here.
That
Let's
one
change
also
the subject.
Had
Are you an
a
employer
slower
or
start
employer,
in America.
A coach,
actually, I don't
a negotiator, a manager,
America,
a salesperson?
And
need help navigating
the
this new
the
world
Potter
we all find ourselves
and
in? Learn from more than three decades
of
direct management and negotiating
and
experience
and
a professor of business management.
You're going to have to have somebody to replace
you
betcha. Jennifer Lawrence because
understanding
she
the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true process.
You're listening
victories.
To Fat Guys at the Movies
management
with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time
Full
to roll
circle
into
documented
the trailer park.
Communications. Let's get passionate about our business, our career,
the first one I want
and
to talk
success.
About is the banana
Let's not reinvent
split
the wheel.
Show
Let's
movie,
draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees
on
and employers
digital,
in America.
And I think it's coming out on
our
DVD
next event,
Blu-ray
The Days
Inn,
Grayling, Michigan, July 16th.
I was excited
16th.
To see the banana split.
Reserve your seating at TalkMarketer.com or call 616-405.
I'm canceling the show.
What?
You're listening to WHCR-DB. Huntington Chamber Radio.
Put on your happiest faces because the Banana Split Show is about to begin.
Now the show can go on forever and ever.
I remember the Banana Splits when I was a little kid. It was an early 70s cartoon, the sort of wrap-around variety show thing that we employed was as tools and not quite as psychedelic as the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, like H.R. Puff and stuff or anything like that. But it was still bonkers and crazy. And what they do is they'd have these little sketches and, so call and almost like a, today like a children's graphic where they had little sketches that tied together short films and cartoons, and they had this TV series
this
called Danger
Clark,
Island, which was
Power Planner,
pretty terrible but kind of cool.
And
it was like directed
Americans
by like Richard
Donner
at the
charge
time,
of their own
who went
future,
on to direct
how they
Superman
will live
and
tomorrow.
The Lethal Weapon films.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms when they want, where they want,
within driving distance. I go to Kings Island every year with my kids.
Today, Pat
and
Heidi and
there in the 70s,
financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
It showed up in a lot of stuff
true to
in the
70s because of always putting clients first.
Fantastic
we are ready
part.
To help you put
but
a confident
is
retirement
this one is, this
more
is
within
be a monster
reach.
Movie. This is
put
a scary
the strength
film.
Of a leader in retirement
They're
planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
And it turns into a horror movie, which
call today at 908.
Because this stuff kind of was a horror movie at the beginning.
Offices
I mean, if you look at Bingo Fleagle, Trooper,
North,
and Snork, these were
New
monstrous,
Jersey.
Nightmare-fueled
Investment
creatures
and services
that were
made
in
available
plush outfits
through Ameriprise
that
Financial
if any
services
child
Inc.
saw on the street,
investment
they would run
advisor,
screaming
Ameriprise
into their
Financial Services Inc.
I could get
member
into this.
FINRA
like I said, the idea
SIPC.
Of a Five Nights at Freddy's movies has always intrigued a lot of fanboys, and I think it could be cool. This might be a nice way to dip your toe into it and see how well it does work.
Did you know?
The next one I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which opens on August 16th.
I'm having a party tomorrow. You in?
Yeah.
Can Star Olympus come? You're so random. They're my best friends. We do everything together. This is me, girls at the party. You know what that means?
Drama.
No. Kissing. You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss. We can spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires.
Pat, this is what happens when you don't respect women.
I respect women. My mom's my best friend.
And sort now, of it's on the news. My affinity towards these movies of kids doing inappropriate things on an all-night or all-day bender type thing. Superbad was funny, but some of these movies can get kind of, I don't know, a nihilistic. Or I don't
news.
Appreciate some of them.
I'm
when
Derek
I was a
Blair.
Kid, you know.
We're speaking today
stuff like, what was the one,
Tommy
The Wildlife
Caldwell.
Or something like
the
that? I've
push.
Never been and wild on these.
Legendary
the
rock
one reason
climber,
I think this might be kind of fun is because these kids are
the
actually way too young and everything
El
that seems to be happening around them,
Tommy,
they have no
to
idea what it is.
Thank you so much for being here.
And it's them in these inappropriate situations but literally not having enough experience, which I think plays to the comedy better as opposed to having like that movie mid-90s that came out last year. We got this 11 or 12-year-old that's talking about doing extremely inappropriate stuff again. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one could be funny, but who knows? August release, you never know. And that's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Child's Play and Anna.
Yeah, so when you drive in Yosemite Valley, you see this usually glowing, bright, gigantic
so you sit down and do your
so
budget,
big
and you look
like
at all your monthly costs
comprehend.
And your bills and your
and
income,
most people
and it
that
seems
climbers,
like there's never quite
that. You know,
enough.
They might drive to
you
the
know what would really help.
And,
finding
you know,
$500 a month to help balance
climb.
Things
just,
out.
Just look at
that
you like
is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members.
If you,
it's been around
if you
so
took
long
your,
and grown so much because
your climbing wall
it works.
At the gym,
and whether you're single or married or have kids,
little,
this could make sitting down to do a monthly
from the side
a
and
more fun.
Multiply that by about
can more than
oh,
cover car
100
payment
times,
or payback loans,
you
whatever.
Probably come
so join MediShare
to
and go out to dinner
about,
to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They
you know,
are incredibly
many,
kind
mountain
and helpful
climbers,
to talk to.
Many climbers of one sort or another
Bible. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE. It's sort of in your family.
Mike Hewitt here. Let's change the subject.
Yeah, this is my family. My dad was a mountain guide. I started climbing when I was 3 years old.
A manager, a salesperson.
Wasn't really. Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in.
Learn from more than 3 decades of direct management.
Yeah, I mean, negotiating
experience.
I remember that.
A professor of business management. Politics. You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad.
Yeah,
it's about
process-driven
victories.
Management
by measurement.
Most of the other people were like these big, bearded, scruffy men. You know,
our business,
having,
our career,
having little kids in the crack was
let's not reinvent
strange.
The wheel.
But now it's actually
let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America.
So your dad was an early adventure parent.
Michigan, July 16th.
Yeah, he was a visionary.
TalkLikeHewitt.com
or call
616-405-3420.
For a three-year-old to aspire to. When was this something that you knew you wanted to do as your life's goal and passion?
When I was a teenager, I started doing climbing competitions. Indoor artificial walls were being developed, and I just got so obsessed with the sport of climbing. But doing it as a profession didn't really exist, so I never really saw that as my future. But I was, one of the lucky few that got to be the first. When companies started to realize that they could actually that it was advantageous.
You're listening to WHCR DB
100
Radio.
Fell into it organically. It wasn't
Chamber
really
of Commerce, the voice
to.
Of business.
We're speaking
this
with
is Tony
Caldwell.
Clark,
he's
Power
the
Planner
of the
at Patton Heidi and Associates.
The first person
Americans
to
believe they should be in charge
wall,
of their own future,
to free-climb the
how they will live tomorrow.
El Capitan
since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms.
How did you prepare
when
for
they want. Where they want.
So
doing
LCAP
what
has,
they want.
You know, 100
today,
different
Patton Heidi and Associates,
and,
the financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services,
30 different free climbs.
Remains true to the vision of always
you have to know a little bit about
first.
Climbing, but to free climbing, you're basically climbing with ropes, but you're actually climbing the rock
put the strength
face.
Of
so
a leader in retirement
I think
planning
15
to work for you
routes,
through a personal
so I did all these existing routes that look possible from afar, like a climber can look up there and imagine a way to climb them because you're following these crack systems.
Call today at
908-713-6600. The Dawn Wall is different. It looks blank.
Office
it doesn't look like there's anything to hold on to.
And
but I knew so much
Jersey.
About that wall that I
investment
knew when
advisory
you get closer,
products and services
tiny little
are made
edges,
available
you train yourself
Ameriprise
just
Financial
right, you can learn
Inc.
to grab onto them
and then
link
investment
them together.
Advisor, Ameriprise
so
Financial
it was a really
Services
magical
Inc.,
thing
member
for me
FINRA,
I felt
and SIPC.
Like exploring this realm that nobody
I'm Andy
had.
Ross. I'm chairman
so
of the
was
Ambassadors
most of it
Committee
just,
of the Chamber.
Planning it out,
as members of the Ambassadors
out.
Committee, we contact new and
there was
new
about a
members
year
of the Chamber
finding the
to get their feedback
you know,
on the
taking
Chamber
these big long
route, make them feel more at
and
home
descending
with the
down the wall and swinging back and forth and looking for the holes. Like some of them are just the size of like the edge of a credit card. And you're trying to find a pound of holes. Find the trail, and that took a year. And then 6 years after that was rehearsing the actual moves. It's very much like a gymnastics routine or something where to be successful you have to execute.
And welcome back to Fat Guys
so
at
doing
the
a lot of
with
on
Kevin
rope,
Carr. We are going
moves,
to jump right
and
into
then the performance
the movie
was that
with
final
with 19
day
movie.
Climb that
I always
really
think it's funny that they have scary movies and horror
wow.
movies come out in the summer.
And then,
to me,
what
horror movie time is October.
Like
that is
like
the fall. And you can have them come out late September.
Yeah,
but October
how long
is when
did
you have
it take
horror
you
movies.
And
I love horror movies, and I'd love to see horror movies
of
come out year-round.
Doubt,
and they kind of
or,
do. But generally, when
or,
the horror movies
or,
come out in
or terror,
mid-November,
for that matter,
for
someone
late. And
as
you know,
an
another
climber,
big month for horror movies is
yeah, there was all those.
And I think
I mean,
the
final 19 days was just incredibly dramatic. I had trained so hard for it that I was quite ready. Like, I went there. The best
favorites.
Shape of my life.
That's
and,
when those are going to come
know,
out. That's
made
when you're
quick
start
work
stuff.
Of most of the climbing.
Horror
my climbing partner, on the other hand, you know, wasn't as experienced in that realm. And he started failing
college,
about halfway up the route and spent about a week
of not
being able
to
get by this one section. And, you know, everybody was following the news like, oh, is Tommy going
to
bail on his partner and go to the top without him? And really became this big testament to, like, brotherhood and, you know, dreaming big. And, yeah, it's just an incredibly
the next Annabelle
cool
movie
experience.
Coming out next week. Another
person well,
doll.
I'm so glad
before
you had
that,
a chance
got Child's Play,
to tell this story.
Remake,
and I don't want you to give everything away here because
weekend.
I want people to go and buy the book. It's that's this the push reboot of the Killer Tommy Doll Caldwell franchise finds a child's doll that can network with an entire smart house, and when its safety protocols are disabled, it becomes very dangerous.
Tommy Caldwell, the push. Thank you for being on Now It's the News.
Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Florida police say a man was arrested for next to and control
Chucky is a toy.
He could be anywhere.
Welcome to Wesley's car.
Police were called to a home.
We have to stop him.
They arrived to find the man.
Hey, Dan.
James Collins.
I remember when the first Child Who made the play call, came out. I went and saw it. I saw it actually
the
with
man stated that his neighbors
we went,
were
some,
being mean.
I think it was on a Sunday
not drink
night.
With him.
And I, what's weird is I was tempted to go to the exact same theater
and
that
called 911
I saw it back in the 80s.
A second
because
time.
It's still open.
30 minutes
it's been
later
remodeled
to make
and refurbished
the same
about
complaint.
Three times since. But
he was arrested
I do remember
on charges of
that,
disorderly intoxication.
I saw that. And it was a passable horror movie. It wasn't anything that really like broke any records or made a huge splash when it happened.
I'm Derek Ware.
It's just it was such a great killer doll movie. And of course then they made a couple sequels and I remember seeing those when I was in college and enjoying those. And then they went camping with the Bride
I'm Will
Chucky
Blitzer in the Situation Chucky Room and you're
and
listening to Now It's the News with
Curse
Derek
Ware. And then the Cult of Chucky for these home video versions that were all consistent with that original series that was originally created by Tom Holland when he made that first movie back in the 80s. They decided to reboot it, and I remember when that happened, the first thing, everyone rolls their eyes, including me, everyone rolls their eyes and goes, do you really need to do this? And I did back off and I said, you know, maybe they could do something fun with it, because
wouldn't it be
I
great
okay
to see your windows in a whole new light? Do
either,
it right. Call your local neighborhood experts.
New to the
budget blinds.
Or
you get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades,
room,
shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home
like
window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with budget blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why budget blinds is the number one provider
John
of custom window coverings in North America.
To,
when we say
that,
we have style and service
and
for every
the,
budget,
the John W.
we really mean it. So
thing,
let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous.
Town,
get your free consultation right at home. Just go online
you know,
to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
He's not given enough stuff to really go evil the way Brad Dourif was
USA
in the original
Radio
movie.
News
in the original
Tim
movie,
Berg.
The doll has
the house
soul
has released
of a serial
more transcripts
killer who put it there in a way to escape
of President Trump's
getting
former
killed
top aides to Russia.
Shootout.
Meanwhile, President Trump and
and
some
there's also
GOP
a really insidious nature in that first
Vice
movie,
President
the original,
Joe Biden
because
to testify
it bonds
Congress
with a child, a young
Ukraine
child, like a five-year-old child.
Joe Biden reminds
that's
us.
Pure innocence that doesn't understand what the horrible monster could be in here.
There's not a single solitary thing that
and in this movie, they change a lot of stuff. And I like that it's okay if you change things, but you got to have a good reason. And the reasons never quite work with this movie.
Bush is hosting his annual bike ride for veterans in Crawford, Texas.
So
Bush says the multi-day event is designed to highlight service, sacrifice, and resilience of our nation's warriors.
We'll have a big dinner tonight. Some of the vets will share their stories. The key thing is that they're vets helping vets transition from military life to civilian life.
This is
USA Radio
News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London,
Alexa,
Paris, Madrid,
that,
or anywhere else you want to go.
That's
and
it,
pay
that's,
a lot less
like
guaranteed.
The first,
call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
Which is absurd anyway because the kid's house is
there.
For some reason, this kid's poor because his mother
fine with what we
have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons
like
thought until
she's
they tried Medicare's new
like
plan finder.
Center.
The Johnsons, huh?
Yet
we
should have
gone
all
our
the
prescription
costs.
And got extra benefits.
And everything that's
come on, Fred.
The house,
maybe we'll find
sense.
Something better.
Plans change every
it feels
year.
Like
use the new
so
plan finder at Medicare.gov
to
compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Or even just the unnerving part of Chucky's. This would have been better if they would have just not had Chucky at all. Just had it as a smart house that went nuts, that could they could have mined for
and
out
no,
of it. Otherwise,
it's
you're
the news.
Comparing it constantly to the original. And you're like, well, why do you have a child's toy running the house? I understand having an Alexa module or something like that. So it just doesn't even make sense. It never gets the last
to
word
the
supposed
news.
To. It
I'm
never
Derek
follows
Blair.
Through when it
We're
should.
Speaking today with David Owen.
The kid's kind
he
of a punk. His, kid,
a
his friends
writer,
are awful.
And the author of
his mom,
Grand
played
the Water
by
Goes,
Aubrey Plaza,
Life and Death
is a terrible
River.
Mother.
David Owen, welcome
and,
to
and they
the
never
so
sort of reconcile any of this. It's
oh,
just,
thank you.
They're just
so my first question is,
like they've learned anything. At the very least, something you can learn from.
Because we're always hearing about how much water drugs
consumes.
I mean, do we just need to just kill those off or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, they're often
you're
listening
to Fat Guys
at the
Movies with
Kevin
Carr.
Let's get rid of golf,
let's
get rid of almonds, let's stop shipping hay to China. But the water issues are much more, much bigger than that. And there's no simple little sort of trick that you can pull out of your hat to make it all go away.
Well, that's good.
And I like
I love almonds, too. I just ate them. Frankly, I think almond flour is a fantastic alternative to regular flour. And I love lunches.
Can't you look at that and tell
so
security guards?
I'm very glad to hear that.
Takes for a race.
If not, issuing almonds. What
your next
do we
target
do?
Is
I mean,
in
are we at the point
There'll
where
no
we
backup.
Are running out
Any
of
questions?
Drinkable water, especially when...
Which room?
Although
I did not get
year,
to see this one. It was not
California
screened, unfortunately.
Has,
I kind of want to see it. I like Luke Masson's work.
Literally.
He certainly has this fetish
we had
for
so many years of drought, and that
strong
seems
women
to be what happens more often than not, especially in the West. What point are we at with respect to water and how much we have available?
Many times before. I mean, the only thing that I think he would
have
liked better in the Taken movies...
Going to run out.
Is if
we're,
Liam Neeson was
we
a
have,
tall
we're at a point where we have to be, we
this
have
looks
to
interesting.
Be
it looks
more
like
careful with our water
movie.
Than we have.
Busan's good for this kind of stuff.
The Colorado River is interesting because we use it up entirely. It doesn't get all the way to the end
though
anymore.
I have to say preemptively
and in the West, it's a big deal. The health of the Colorado is the health of the West, and the health of the West is really the health of the country. So
we're going to be talking about the other toy movie.
Something we have to deal with. That river, you know, that one river, it's not a huge river. It's 1,000 miles shorter than the Mississippi. The Mississippi carries the entire
Wouldn't
annual flow of the Colorado
the
River every
right?
couple of weeks.
Do it right.
And yet the Colorado
neighborhood
River
experts,
supports almost,
budget lines,
supplies water to almost 40 million people. It irrigates 6 million acres of agriculture. So when
right
the Colorado's
home,
in trouble,
so you can choose from hundreds of blinds,
the West
shades,
is in trouble, and when the West
drapes.
Is in trouble, we're
plus
in trouble.
Smart
if you
home window
eat your fruits and vegetables during the winter, as I'm sure you
do,
you're eating fruits and vegetables
just
that come
back,
from
relax and enjoy.
Farmland that was irrigated with water from
the
Colorado River.
So
even far away,
when we
it's,
say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your
so
home
is that
a whole
the biggest
lot of gorgeous.
On
get your free
the Colorado
consultation
River
right at home. Just go online
and,
to budgetblinds.com.
I mean,
or
is it drinking water? I would assume it would be
budgetblinds. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned
yeah,
and operated
it's always
franchises
agriculture.
Only.
In the
details.
Colorado River Basin, it's at least 80% of the water goes to irrigating farmland,
USA
and the
Radio
largest
News.
Single user
Tim
is the Imperial
Murray.
Valley.
The House has
in California,
transcripts
if you're,
of testimonies of
people who are at Coachella right now, that's
Russia.
The other
Meanwhile,
on the other
President
side of the Salton
Trump
Sea is the Imperial Valley. Coachella
Vice
also
Joe
that
Biden
irrigation district also
Congress
gets water from the Colorado.
Corruption. Defining Joe Biden reminds us,
Colorado itself, for example, the state of Colorado. People who live west of the mountains sort of shake their fists at people who live east of the mountains for stealing their water from carrying it over the Continental Divide. But Denver uses maybe 2% of the state's water.
Crawford, Texas.
Most of what
Bush
gets
says
used
a multi-day
is,
event is
used,
designed to highlight service,
to irrigate
sacrifice,
farmland.
And resilience of our nation's
and
warriors.
We'll have a
How
big
do we deal
tonight.
With that problem?
Some of the vets will share their stories.
Fact,
the key
this,
thing
this
is that
the
vets helping
is
vets
it a matter of just
transition
and
from military life to civilian life.
This is USA
farmland?
Radio
because,
News.
Honestly,
now you
I
can fly anywhere in the world and pay
there,
discount prices
Valley
on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now.
like if it's not Earth, it's desert. I mean, it's 800-215-5141.
If you look at it from Google Earth,
800-215-5141.
That's 800-215-5141.
I went to visit a farmer in the Imperial Valley, and it happened to rain a little bit that morning. I said, "Well, you know, maybe I'm good luck. I'm doing my part
with what we have."
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare.
And he said, "You know, we don't really like rain around here. The reason is because it throws off all their planning."
Come on, Fred,
and he showed me he had the stack the size of
plans
a Unabridged dictionary of his planting schedules for his 3,000 acres of farmland. And he knew to the day when he was going to plant these various varieties of onions and lettuce, the day when he was going to thin them, the day when he was going to harvest them, all in rotation. So that it was like this ballet moving over the acreage.
And
you don't
and welcome
do that
back to Fat
in
Guys
the Midwest,
at the Movies
where
with Kevin Carr.
A single
Let's
big storm can wipe out everything.
The
hard
big
frost
one this weekend,
can,
the one can, that I think everyone can, realizes
you don't
is
know
run
when
away
you plant something,
weekend.
You don't know
part
when you're going to harvest it, you don't know
that
when you harvest it, when you're
really
going to
well
plant again.
Movies.
So
with the exception of like Dumbo, which wasn't
and because it's so warm, they get more than one crop.
All of their remakes
in a season,
sequels from years ago, tend to do very very well. And I don't think
it turns out there are a lot of advantages
so let's
to growing things
that.
In a desert as long
Woody
as you can
and
get
the rest
water
of the toys
there.
Help
so
find a way for Bonnie's handmade trash toy
what the issue is there.
To fit into the family
and if we want,
a roach.
You know, fresh foods.
Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right
where
now.
We live.
We all have to make sure nothing like happens to him.
For sure.
Woody, we have a situation.
I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
You've seen a lot of high-profile.
Bus, we've got to get Forky.
Why am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
There's several ways to look
you know,
at this.
There's a sort
one
of a general.
One of them is just that the artist.
I think in the West, especially, there's a kind of animosity toward anything that looks like federal
Pixar
control.
Has gotten so good at this
federal intervention.
That if you didn't know it was all CGI,
you see that, in, you
it would
see
be
that
hard
among
to
water users too. At the same time, among water users, the entire infrastructural network that carries water.
And it
from
looks
the Colorado
like it's
River
just real rain.
To farmland
and for
in the Imperial
who
Valley
about animation,
to
rain
water
and
users
water and fire. Those are the things
in California
that have
and Arizona,
been very difficult
in,
to
in Utah,
mimic in the computer. There's,
in some cases,
there's a lot of chaotic movement
hundreds
in them,
of miles
and,
from,
and
the,
they manage,
from the river.
They nail
none of that would exist
stuff,
without the federal
and they nail
government.
The texture.
Hoover Dam is the big
and then you go back and look at the original
sort of poster
Toy
child,
federal project
that
full feature-length CGI animated
that made a number of these interventions possible. It was,
I mean,
it
there's
was
some
farmers
stuff that
California
looks really cool in there, and there's still
who initially
some
called
textures
for
that are
the
neat.
Construction
but
of the Hoover
gosh,
Dam because
like the dog,
their problem
the
then was not
dog.
It was not
that
getting enough water.
As all
it was
get
the
out.
Fact
that
that
even
they had to deal with too much.
Like
when the Colorado
movie.
Was a wild
the,
river, it would
know that
periodically
that
flood across their fields and bury them under silt. And those farmers wanted a dam that would in the river that would make it possible to control the flow of the water and protect their farmland.
Because you can animate toys and they're already going to look wooden.
You know, in other parts of the country,
so the
too,
animation that Pixar
people who
has
irrigate with groundwater, farmers who irrigate with groundwater, usually it's because the, of
phenomenal.
The rural electrification,
so
a federal program
when it comes to
that
a
in
Disney,
the 1930s brought electric
heart,
power to places that it was not economical
to
bring it otherwise, and it was that electric power that
Woody
enabled farmers
to, do the right
to tap
thing, and the sheriff in town
groundwater under their fields and irrigate. You see, when you fly across the country and you see center, you see the big round green circles, those are center pivot irrigated. Fields and right in the center
Don
of that
in his final
circle
turn as,
is a well
Panahead.
That
you know, you've got all these characters
underlying
the
groundwater and
that you expect in a Toy Story
without
movie. And
a major
and
federal investment,
well,
none of that would exist either.
The moments that
man,
parents
and I thought it was the aliens all this time.
It looks like
in two different ways.
Especially from this, you never know. The truth might be out there.
On the other side,
listening to Now It's the News, I'm Derek Blair.
Having to deal with sometimes the difficult issues with toys and breaking. Away and leaving them at home and understanding imagination versus reality. And there's all these things that, like you'd expect from any Pixar movie, it does. It's beautiful. And here's the big but. As beautiful as this movie is, and as good as it is, it's a good movie. If you're just saying,
I'm Will Switzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
It's got a sweet story. It's got great characters. It's got some very funny moments. It's got some surprising things and some unique, creative, out-of-the-box stuff. And also, they do take the toys somewhere different than we have seen. And that was one of the always the struggle is, how do you get them out of Andy's room initially, and then into other scrapes. And
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. Powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
With a Broadway show.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company?
I thought it was good.
Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution.
But it's still a good movie. I mean, it still rocks.
Regional Personnel is it just doesn't ASA rock as much as the others. Privately it held rocks. Staffing and recruiting excellent. Firm providing you with everything.
You're listening
from
to Fat Guys
to
at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
As
let's
ASA
talk about
certified
the final
professionals.
Cut.
We employ
this
the latest
past
tools
weekend.
And
I did
fine screen
a
and
movie marathon with my kids. We always run it well
in.
Into the night.
The result,
and we watch six movies with trailers and short
time,
films, cartoons, and everything like that.
We guarantee.
And I have seen enough movies that I love. 908-524-8113. Movies that the kids haven't seen. I'm not just going to put in Star Wars. Movies that everybody's seen in my house. I just want to get some that are different or stuff they've never seen before or stuff that they haven't seen since they were little. So one of them I picked was The Final Cut, and part
did
of the reason
know?
I picked it is because it
has
this over 20 issue with these Black Mirror
that
episodes that we're now all watching.
Range from focus on business and government to economic development.
And it's
to
a forgotten film. It doesn't get much
expo.
Love. It came out
contact
in 2004, and it stars Robin Williams.
At
and the story is he's in this futuristic time that's sort of like a parallel existence future. Implants record memories in order for a video memorial to be constructed after people die.
Tech introduces the ninth generation of the Zoe implant to record your memories, so they may.
And now it's the news.
I heard you were the master. My husband.
We're speaking with David Owen. He's the author of Where the Water.
He deserves to be remembered as a great man.
It's a strange profession you have, isn't it, Alan?
When I was a very young
people's lives, make lies out of them.
Deletion confirmed.
You do have something that I need, though.
What could I possibly handle you on?
I take sands and clean. Bannister's implant is evidence.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of memory and that sort of thing.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
One of the things
brown,
this thing
down.
Does,
and that was part of a water conservation program.
The validity
sort
of real memory
in recent
how
years,
we remember
and just
things
recently,
versus
also under
what really happened.
Brown.
They play around with that a lot.
Is that the
more in this than they ever do in Black Mirror?
Is individual water conservation really what we need to do?
Technology and it pervades.
What is the larger structural solution to this problem?
Some sort of implant or
everything is much more complicated than it seems. Like before you look into it. I can use the example of Las Vegas, where something like 93% of water that goes down a drain gets used again. It goes into its process. It's recycled. And it's used again. So if you flush water down the drain, you're not losing it. It's going into the system. And if you put it on your yard, it's leaving the system until it's reemerged someplace as rain somewhere else. So in Las Vegas, which has some of the most stringent conservation rules in the country.
I also
they don't really care
how much of a slow
whether you
was.
Let it mellow.
And let me warn you, if you're going to go see this, I fully
or flush
recommend
it down. Right.
Or you flush it.
But know that it's
because
a
it doesn't.
Drama.
You know they want you
know
to flush
that
it
if you're
they can use it again. What they don't
the
want you to do is to put it in your yard.
It's
a tricky
it's
business,
very slow
and
it's very
there's a lot of moving parts.
Because
and it's hard to. That's why you know simply
really fascinating ideas of
letting allowing almonds to go extinct would not.
the right to
wouldn't
those
really
memories.
Get us anywhere.
And
got it. So
my thing is, certainly not
killing golf. Certainly,
born,
we can't get rid of golf courses.
So it's not the child's decision.
Well, so my 20-minute shower, basically, okay.
If you knew
golf
that people
course
could
that I was planning
die,
in my
access
backyard,
all your memories,
not so okay.
Would you behave differently? Would you become a better person?
It depends on what your municipality does with water. If the water that goes down the drain just disappears, it's all the same. But if you're in a place where there's an effort made to reuse water,
and yeah, there's a little bit of a corny,
it does make a difference.
Running gun type.
You see, there, David Owen, you are defying my insistence on coming up with a simplistic solution to the problem.
Drama that I think
every simplistic solution I came up with
that I think
some people have very good arguments against. It's interesting because it is so complex. And then once you know, even if you decide, why are we
totally rocks?
Okay, so I accept the fact that we're going
to
grow lettuce in Southern California. Why are we making wine in Western Colorado?
Talking about the box office. And the home cinema roundup.
You know, why are we using water for
Universal
that? And you could make
one.
A rational case that you shouldn't. At the same time, people in Western Colorado, that wine industry supports an enormous tourist trade. And so every time you tinker with one piece,
American investors
you end up
lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018.
Which,
when your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can
to
have a
at least
crippling
try to
effect.
Well, David Owen, I feel like you and I are trying to.
It's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're sound income strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
White men, but that doesn't tell the entire story of how this country was founded. And you
hey, Pat,
investigated
you know,
a few cases that
come on,
don't fit
Steve,
in with the traditional
we can do
narrative.
Better than that. Well,
that's right, including some women and some minorities. There were a lot of people who participated in our nation's founding and played a key role either in the drafting of the Constitution or in its ratification or in important discussions that surrounded those things that really need to be told. These stories are an important part of our history, and they tell us a lot about our time more than we might realize. That's why I wrote this book, written out of history.
You can even call us.
Tell us the story, if you could, of Marcy Otis Orange. She was a prominent female writer
project.
In the Revolution.
Remember,
and
home
very close
home,
to John Adams.
11,
what role did she play?
Marcy Otis Warren was a playwright. She was a polemicist. From she was a commentator, very prominently so at the time. She and John Adams were quite close. They had a bit of a falling out about the Constitution during the ratification process. She wrote extensively
when it matters
and
most,
otherwise her, expressed
our
her opinions, her concerns
emergency physicians
about the
and
Constitution,
and
explaining that it could result in a sort of monarchy in miniature, that
superior
the concentration
care
of power
at a
would be facilitated by the new Constitution, and that would erode individual liberty, resulting in some of the same problems that had followed the American people prior to the Revolution. Now, she and John Adams almost became bitter enemies over this. They had this lengthy exchange of letters.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
But
we're going
to
start out this segment
of their lives,
by going right into the box
friendship.
Office.
And
talk about last week, which was a disappointing week for Hollywood.
And
everyone cried
today
over Hollywood.
The
Hollywood didn't make as much money as they wanted
Senator
to last
Mike
week.
Lee of Utah. He's the author
the
of Written
big
Out of History.
Stumbles were in every single movie
government.
That opened.
Now, I grew up.
Men in Black International, it topped, but it topped with only $30 million, which is really disappointing.
Question,
it's you know, nowhere near the money
Aaron,
that even the first one.
Alexander Hamilton
made,
in a duel had,
which
had
came out 20 years
and,
ago. So,
had to run off somewhere.
This is not good for the franchise. I don't know if it's because it doesn't have Will Smith in it. I don't know if it's because.
The toast
it's a
of
concept
Broadway.
That
he,
seems
he
sort of very retro 90s. No, even when the third one came
status,
out, it did not
ensconced.
Do great. If
it
you
seems,
recall, it
the,
did
the
well enough. And I think a lot of that helped
yes,
having
much more
Will Smith
to Aaron
in the film.
The
I mean, that certainly was a big deal.
About
but if you recall, it was the lowest grossing
Hamilton.
Movie of The fact
is that,
and that's
Aaron
not even factoring
in inflation
price. When you factor in inflation price, it's like
and
less than
as
half
president
of what
presented over
the
impeachment
movie
trials,
and Men in Black International, it may not
Jefferson's
even get to 100 million, which is
Aaron Burr
kind of
was
awful
quite
for
fair
series.
In the way that he conducted
and yes,
those trials.
International may very well
save
Men in Black
States.
International,
and he
from
accorded
being
due process rights to each of the defendants, each of the people who Jefferson really wanted removed.
In part
because of that,
nobody out there was clamoring for Men
in
Black.
Insane level of
in
political
fact, the only
jealousy.
Time I ever
Thomas Jefferson during his second term in office
was when there was the suggestion that they were going to do a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, and then everyone was like, that might be kind of fun, but nobody wanted just another
foundation
one with Thor
had
and
him prosecuted
and
for treason.
So no one asked for it,
offense.
And even though it was kind of a fun movie,
unfortunately,
it just
as I
wasn't a big
book,
deal. And then Shaft
through,
really got shafted. It didn't
a
even make $10
million. That relied on language in
for
the
such an iconic
people
role, that really kind of floundered. Part of it is because it's been almost 20 years since the last Shaft movie.
He would have been
anyways,
executed had he been
maybe
convicted.
If they just kept making
but
this and made just sort of this little
that even a revered early president like Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence,
but yeah, that one didn't do well. And then the Dead Don't Die. Didn't even get into the top 10.
Sometimes
it
do bad things
kind of
when they have
there.
Unchecked power.
Especially
and
for mainstream.
That's why I wrote this chapter of the
so
book.
It was kind of a dreadful box
understand.
Office this week, and everyone's expecting Toy Story 2 to make up for it, and it's very well met.
On Benjamin Franklin.
But it's got to be movies that people want to see.
Was
I don't think people wanted to see a new Men in Black movie or a new Shaft movie for that matter. And even then, when they did both Men in Black and Shaft, they're like, well, let's take these things and we're going to change them. We're going to should we call it Women in Black? Let's make a movie that kind of downplays all the coolness of Shaft. That made Shaft cool in the 70s
and
make
like
it more
ours,
about female empowerment.
That
well, that's not what
the
Shaft movie's about.
Limited,
sorry.
Sorry,
so female empowerment people.
Entity in our system, the state.
Anyways,
each state can continue
this
to
weekend,
maintain
Toy Story's
going to
win by how much? I don't know. I'm
this
not even going
to
speculate because the numbers are going
to
change throughout the weekend.
It fosters the development of the greatest civilization the world has ever known. It is perhaps the single most important feature.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That song means it's time to roll into the home cinema round. This week, I wanted to spot. Spotlight, the
male,
Universal
landowning
aristocrat collection,
has been
Volume 1,
history,
which is not released by Universal, it's released by Shout
it's been written out, and that's why
mainly because Shout
the
Factory gobbles up the rights to a lot of these vintage releases, and that's wonderful because this is a great little collection. What's neat